Day 195, or July the 14th. A virgin shall conceive. Our thoughts today come from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. There are two Hebrew words used in the Old Testament which may be translated virgin or unmarried female. However, in the New Testament, there is only one Greek word which means virgin, and that is the one used when this passage from Isaiah is quoted in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Very early in his prophecy, after his commissioning by God, Isaiah tells King Ahaz of Judah, who was far from being a godly king, that God will give him a sign. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son who will be called Emmanuel. Isn't it just like God to be gracious even to those who don't obey him? All of this good news came amidst the groaning of doom-laden prophecies to many godless nations around Judah. It also coincided with the scattering of the northern tribes by the invading Assyrians. And now, our action step for today. I'm sure you have heard about the story that was initially circulated in German technical universities in the 1930s. Supposedly, during dinner, a biologist asked an aerodynamics expert about insect flight. The aerodynamicist did a few calculations and found that, according to the accepted theory of the day, bumblebees didn't generate enough lift to fly. These findings have been quoted ad nauseam ever since. In a similar way today, many people reject the virgin birth because it just can't happen according to the laws of biology. What we forget is that the laws of science are simply mankind's way of explaining what is around us and are regularly updated in the light of new discoveries. The temptation of denying anything that cannot be scientifically proven is a dangerous path to tread. There are times when trusting by faith is the best option, especially when you're trusting in God.